The Bible Unfiltered, Approaching Scripture on Its Own Terms, by Michael S. Heiser, read for you by Gordon Greenhill. Introduction. 3 years have passed since Lexham Press first decided to compile some of my Bible Study magazine articles for publication as a book. The result was, I Dare You Not to Bore Me with the Bible. In the introduction to that book, I made the assertion that truly understanding much of the Bible requires seeing it in its original context, not filtering it through a familiar tradition. I'm more committed to that proposition now than I was even then. That idea is the motivation behind this second collection of articles, so the premise deserves some consideration. When we write or speak with the intention of being understood, we naturally consider our audience. Whether we're speaking to a toddler, writing an email to a parent, evaluating an employee, or clearing up a misunderstanding with a friend, we use vocabulary, style, and illustrative phrases drawn from common experiences, mutual intellectual perceptions, and familiar social situations. If we did not, we would have no right to expect to be understood. In fact, we would be misunderstood, perhaps quite disastrously. Our words derive from and are shaped by these factors. In other words, we understand each other to the extent that we share life, or to put it less elegantly in a way only scholars can manage, to the extent that we share a cognitive framework. The sort of connection between a writer and a reader that produces successful communication, with success being defined as the writer's intended thoughts being well comprehended by the reader, cannot occur without shared worldview and outlook. The biblical writers wanted to be understood. They did not write with the intention of miscommunicating. More fundamentally, God wanted his thoughts, character, and purposes grasped with clarity. He prepared and chose men to accomplish that task, not to insert obstacles to that task. This means that those of us living thousands of years after the words of Scripture were written face a predicament. We come from a different world. We did not share life with them. We are not of one mind in a multitude of ways. The hard work of translation has made it possible to read the words of the biblical writers, but communication involves far more than taking words of one language and converting them into words of another. Sharing outlook and worldview, life, as it were, makes those words comprehensible. I can tell a Chinese friend that abortion is a hot potato in America, but he'll never know what I mean by merely knowing the words hot and potato in English. This idiomatic expression can only be understood by experience within American culture, or plenty of exposure to Americans. In another conversation, my words may be intended to be understood metaphorically. I might refer to some object or concept whose symbolic, iconic meaning is what I wanted him to catch, so that I might be understood. He needs me living in his head. That is, he needs to understand my worldview to really fathom what I'm talking about. It's true that some things in Scripture, often very important events and ideas, are communicated with simplicity and in ways that transcend this chronological chasm. But the reverse is also true. Many passages in Scripture are quite perplexing. More troubling is the fact that a good number of our traditional, presumed understandings do not align with what the writer likely intended at all. The correct response to this is not despair. While we can't understand everything in Scripture with perfect precision, we can understand a great deal once we connect to the worldview and outlook of the writers. It would be absurd to conclude that since it's impossible to achieve exhaustive comprehension of the Bible, we shouldn't study it. Since we cannot know that everything you eat is entirely optimal for what your body needs at any given point, should you stop eating? We are blessed to have access to more information that connects us to the contexts of the biblical writers than ever before. My goal as a scholar is not only to alert you to the need for getting connected to those contexts, but to give you a head start. My prayer is that the Bible Unfiltered will do just that. Michael S. Heiser, Bellingham, Washington. Part 1. Interpreting the Bible Response.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?